दसो रेडियो नेपाल एमटी का प्रसाद खड्का विथ न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स रेस्ट. Prime Minister Sushila Karki hints at holding elections in second phase in mountainous districts if weather remains unfavorable on March 5th. President Ramchandra Poryal pays courtesy colon Japan's Emperor Naruhito and Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai appreciates Japan's assistance for Nepal's socio-economic development. Nepal government increases surveillance against Nipah virus at western borders with India, and Russia hits Ukraine energy sites in most powerful blow so far this year. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the election to the House of Representatives could be held in the second phase in the mountainous districts in case the weather is not favorable on March 5th. Prime Minister made the remark while talking to journalists after attending the concluding ceremony of the National Cadet Corps NCC training held at the Nepali Army's NCC Mid-Region Training School at Hatikur in Kawaswati Municipality 1 of Nawalprasi District today. Prime Minister Karki also mentioned that in areas with few voters, elections could be conducted even if voters had to be transported using vehicles, stating that it is absolutely not possible to hold the election due to unfavorable weather. She also urged everyone to participate confidently in the upcoming election on March 5th, as no reason has so far prevented the election from being postponed. President Ramchandra Poryal paid a courtesy call on Emperor Naruhito of Japan at the Imperial Palace today. During the meeting, President Poryal, who is on a four-day visit to Japan, highly appreciated the assistance provided and the role played by Japan as an important and reliable development partner in Nepal's socio-economic development. According to President's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, President Poryal said that the long-standing relationship between the two countries has progressed with closer and deeper friendship since the establishment of the diplomatic relations. The president also expressed his gratitude on behalf of the government and the people of Nepal for the goodwill and support of the Japanese government, extended invitation to the emperor and empress to visit Nepal at a suitable time. On the occasion, Emperor Naruhito said that Japan will provide Nepal with all possible assistance. Today itself, Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi Sanai paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Poryal. During the meeting, the head of the state of Nepal clarified that Nepal wishes to work together with the Japanese leadership to further strengthen this relationship and cooperation. President Poryal said that the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations is a milestone in the bilateral ties established between two nations. According to President Poryal's press advisor Pokhrel, on the occasion, Japanese Prime Minister Sanai said that Nepal's stability is important for Japan as well as for the region. President Poryal is in Japan leading a Nepali delegation to attend a special ceremony to be held on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Japan. The government has decided to withdraw the bill related to regulation of social media from the federal parliament. Home Minister and government spokesperson Om Prakash Oral said that today's cabinet meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Baluwatar approved the decision to withdraw the bill drafted to make provisions regarding the operation, use and regulation of social media. Similarly, the cabinet meeting decided to construct a statue of the martyrs of the Janji movement within the premises of the under-construction federal parliament building. Earlier, the government had declared 45 people who died during the Janji movement on the 8th and 9th of September as martyrs. Surveillance has been increased at the western border checkpoints with India to prevent the spread of the Nipah virus in view of its detection in the neighboring country, India. Vector Control Inspector of the Sudhir Pashchim Health Directorate, Hemraj Joshi, said that surveillance has been increased on travelers entering Nepal at five border points connected with India in Sudhir Pashchim province. According to him, monitoring is being carried out from health desks located at Gauri Phanta and Khakaruna in Kailali, खलंगा इन दरझुला, झुलाघाट इन बैतडी एण्ड गड्डा चौकी इन कञ्चनपुर डिस्ट्रिक्ट. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors has approved a $95 million operation to help expand access to finance for more than 100,000 small and medium enterprises and promote job-led growth in Nepal. David Sislin, World Bank Country Division Director for Maldives, Nepal and Sri Lanka, said this operation will strengthen Nepal's deposit and credit guarantee fund to expand risk sharing, enhance financial sustainability. He also added that by easing access to finance and reducing transaction barriers, the operation will broaden financial inclusion and foster job creation and private sector-led growth. This news comes to you from Red Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एट दि एप, अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर, 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ.
हातमा एट दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन,
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न, कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन, गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन. सजिलो छ है एट दि एप, अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर, 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ.
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. The number of tourists visiting Mustang has gone up even in the winter season. The number of tourists has sharply increased in the district this January as compared to corresponding period of the last year. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, ACAP, under the National Trust for Nature Conservation, Mustang, 10,822 foreign tourists entered Mustang in January 2026. The Annapurna Conservation Area Project has estimated that around 200,000 foreign tourists would visit Mustang in this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has launched its most powerful blow against Ukraine's energy sector so far this year. The BBC cited private sector energy company DTEC as saying that the combined missile and drone strikes, which targeted power plants and infrastructure in Kiev and multiple locations, left the system operating with serious restrictions. The strikes were launched as temperatures dropped to minus 20 degrees Celsius and left more than 1,000 tower blocks in the capital without heating once again and damaged a power plant in the eastern city of Kharkiv beyond repair. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia was choosing terror and escalation rather than diplomacy to end this war and called for maximum pressure on Moscow from Ukraine's allies. The attack comes after a so-called energy truce agreed by Donald Trump with Vladimir Putin expired at the weekend. Iranian President Mossadegh Pezeshkian has said Iran will pursue negotiations with U.S. after requests from friendly governments in the region to respond to a U.S. proposal for talks. The BBC cited Pezeshkian's statement on X, saying that he had told Iran's Minister for Foreign Affairs Abbas Araghchi to pursue talks, providing that a suitable environment exists, one free from threats and unreasonable expectations. The Iranian president's words come after the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, warned any attack on Iran would spark a regional conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to intervene in Iran over its nuclear ambitions and a deadly crackdown on protesters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the mountainous region and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate snowfall and rain at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki hints at holding elections in second phase in mountainous districts if weather remains unfavorable on March 5th. प्रेसिडेन्ट रामचन्द्र पौडेल फेज कोर्टेसी कोलन जापान्ज एम्परर नारुहितो एण्ड प्राइम मिनिस्टर ताकाइची सानाई अप्रिसिएट्स जापानिज असिस्टेन्स फर नेपाल्स सोसो इकोनोमिक डेभलपमेन्ट. Nepal government increases surveillance against Nipah virus at western borders with India, and Russia hits Ukraine energy sites in most powerful blow so far this year. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.